Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. And I want to talk about keys to achieving your goals in 2021, which is right around the corner, you guys. You know, I think it's important that we understand what it really takes to win, what it really takes to build the life you've always wanted to build. With everything that continues to go on in our society, I think a lot of times we want to kind of back up and cower down and not do what it takes. It's easy to kind of, ignore your responsibility or expect that perhaps your government will step in and do what it takes. Now, they will step in and they will do some things, but the object of the game, you guys, is for you to take control of your life. For those of you here in the wonderful, good old United States, understand this, the stimulus bill, it's great, but that money, is that really enough money to fund your life? Is that really enough money for you to actually have the lifestyle or live the lifestyle that you want? Because these aren't checks that you're going to get every single month. And even if it were, is it enough? And you have to be honest about that. So what I want to talk to you about today is some keys that will help you achieve your goals, your financial goals, your relationship goals, and all of the above, your health goals. And so we're going to talk about that. I'm always saying that we're built by design to win. And I say do life with power. Now, do life with power is about you not playing small, not playing weak. It is about you stepping up to the plate and understanding that you are powerful, that you are capable of doing far more than you're giving yourself credit for. And of course, being built by design to win, I say that often, and that's another one of our trademark slogans. I made that a trademark slogan because, first of all, there's a lot of energy behind that. And what it means is that God designed you to win. It's how we're built. We are not built to fail. That is a choice. We have to choose to fail. We have to put it in our minds that we are not capable of winning. Because the truth of the matter is, failure is an illusion. An illusion in the sense that you are not built to fail. You're actually built to win. And even when you appear to fail, what that means is just sending you some messages that says, hey, you are not on the right track. And I did a YouTube video about that. And you guys, I'll put the video title in the show notes. And so you want to check it out, go to my YouTube page, Pat Counsell Live, and you can listen to the video. that I, where I share what it really means when we're dealing with failure. So with that being said, what does it take to really achieve your goals in 2020? So first of all, I'm going to give you three, concepts to consider. And I've already kind of given you a little insight into one of them. And so the first one is you are playing small and you're putting yourself in a box about what you can and can't afford, what your life is supposed to look like, that your life is supposed to look like the lives of perhaps sheep or cattle who are guided and told which way to go, what to do, and what pasture they can eat in and where they can graze. And so that's not you. You are a highly evolved, intelligent human being who's capable of doing a lot and capable of doing whatever it is you imagine. I mean, think about it on the most simplest, most basic way. Think about this, that when it comes to you actually achieving your goals or getting the things that you want, your mind plays a big role. And so if you're hungry, for example, think about that. If you're hungry, you don't just sit there and wish for it. Okay. You might initially say, wow, you know, I wish I had some food or I'm hungry, but you get a picture as to what you want to eat. And even if you don't know what you want to eat, okay, that might be an indication that you're not truly hungry, but let's just go with that. Even if you don't know what you want to eat, guess what you do? You stand up, you put things in motion, you go to that refrigerator and you start searching. Or you go online and you start looking for various restaurants where you can order some food, fast food restaurants or any other kind of restaurants. I wanted to say dine-in restaurants. However, well, that's kind of limited these days. But either way, you go and you start to look for the type of food that you want to eat, what kind of foods you want. And what happens? All of a sudden you formulate this picture, you act on it, you either pay for it, order it and have it delivered and you pay for it, or you go pick it up, or you go to that refrigerator and you pull something out of the refrigerator and you satisfy your hunger. Goal achievement is almost the same way, you guys. I mean, it requires a little bit more as it relates to your daily performance and your visualization. And there's several other mechanisms that you have to kind of put together so you can be that finely tuned machine you want to be, that finely tuned achieving machine. So, but the point is that even if it involves a little bit more, you have everything that you need to succeed. You have what you need. You are built by design to win. So if you're not winning, or in 2021, you want to start out thinking big, you guys. Don't play small and don't put yourself in a box about what you can and can't afford. Make a decision that you are going to have it. If it's not hurting you, then guess what? It's okay to have that. You know what the Bible tells us is, and you guys know I read my scriptures. Okay. And one of the things that the Bible shares with us is that God wants us to enjoy good things. And so he doesn't just gives us things to meet our needs. He gives us things for us to enjoy. So you can have this amazingly powerful, exciting, wonderful life. You don't have to settle. Yeah, I get it. It's amazing. So who's going to control COVID? You as a human being, a highly intelligent, evolved being, or are you going to let COVID, which is apparently some kind of disease that can perhaps jump on people and do whatever. But the point is, are you going to let that control you, or are you going to control it? I'm saying you can take control of your life. So in 2021, make some stronger commitments to yourself. Here's the other thing. When it comes to achieving your goals, stay away from the if, when, and if, then. If, when, well, you know what? When I do this, then if it works out, then I'll do X, Y, Z. Okay. Or I'm going to buy myself this when I get my money, if my business goes the way it's planned. Guess what? You plan it and you make it work, you guys. If then, well, if this works out, then I'll do that. No, you decide. Don't go in, you know, kind of watering down your capabilities. When you do that, what you're doing is you are watering down your faith. You're watering down any kind of hope. So you're watering down that energy that you need in order to make something happen. You have to rev up, you guys. Can you rev down? I don't think so. So you can power down, but you have to really rev up. You are powerful. You can do life with power and live from that very strong position. So if you're going to achieve your goals in 2021, yeah, that's kind of what you need to do. So make a commitment to yourself that, you know what? No more if then. Then instead of using if then, and if you're listening to this saying, well, wait a minute, but I don't have the money right now. That's okay, you guys. What I'm saying is map out the goal and then put together a plan of action to make it happen. Okay. And don't go around saying if as though, well, if it happens, then I'll do this. Or when this happens, then I'll do that. No, you don't go around saying that. What you do is you step up and step out there and you decide it's a done deal. Now that's some strong faith. That's power, right? So the other thing and the final concept that I have for you is that, hey, if you want to achieve your goals in 2021, then don't do anything in a lukewarm manner. You're coming in lukewarm and you're expecting big results. That's not how it works. I mean, think about this. When it's time for a plane to actually lift off the ground and get into the sky, or a rocket ship to go up into space, right? When it's time for these things to happen, you know what? There's a lot of power. They don't go lukewarm and say, well, I don't know. We might be able to lift off. Let's see what will happen. No, they don't come in lukewarm. They give it all the power it needs so that they can have liftoff and they can break through that, the gravity plane, and they can make it happen. You guys, you are built the same way. Okay. So if you go in lukewarm, for example, if you wanted to go swimming, I mean, if you dip your toe in the pool and go, well, you know, I'm just going to kind of, we'll see. Maybe I'll just sit here and leave my feet in the water for a little while. Okay. No, if you're going to swim, yeah, you've got to do some kicking and some stroking with your arms. So you got to exert that power. Achieving your goals, it's no different. You have got to put some power behind it. That's what it takes. So if you're going to achieve in 2021, I want to say to you, don't wait to see what's going to happen in Washington. Well, I'll wait and see. Do not turn your life over to another human being. You have to understand that these are all human beings just like you and me. Now, we have different levels of education based on what we read in a book. But think about this. Scientists are discovering new concepts every single day, new inventions and they are just discovering so many new things. And so let me get this straight. If they knew it all from day one, then there would be no need for discovery. I mean, we're listening to people who tell us about COVID. And then the truth of the matter is that, hey, wait a minute. Every time we hear something about COVID, then why are they working on a vaccine? If they knew all the answers, why can't they just put the ingredients together and poof, we've got a vaccine. It took a while, didn't it? So all I'm saying to you guys is that I'm not telling you that you should just tune everybody out, because no, we have to work together, you guys, to make something amazing happen in our society, right? That's how it works. Okay. We, as human beings, we're sociable by nature. We need that connection, and it's how we thrive. Okay. We thrive as a team. But what I'm saying to you is, at the end of the day, do your own thinking. Okay. Be wise. Yeah. Listen to wise counsel, but still do your own thinking. Have you ever noticed that the people who achieve great things, that they kind of tuned out the rest of the crowd? People teased them. People said it would never work. People made fun of them, called them crazy, said they were thinking in space. So all of these things, and yet They made something happen. How many of you guys out there have an iPhone? I have a Samsung. I'm a Samsung fan. But for those of you guys, Steve Jobs, I mean, come on, this didn't just happen for him overnight, but he stayed the course. He believed in what he was working on, and bam, there it was. So all I'm saying to you is that if you're going to achieve your goals, listen, you have got to step up and you've got to be your best self. You've got to own your authenticity. You've got to trust that you are capable of thinking and bringing it the best into your life. Stop expecting something for nothing. Stop expecting everyone else to kind of, let's say, bring in the things that you desire, because it's only going to be a little bit. It's not going to be what you really want. It's and it's not going to be all these amazing things that you desire. And yes, of course, it's going to leave you wanting more. Okay, back to the stimulus. When you get it, you're still going to be wanting more. So position yourself to get the more. The only way you can actually have what you truly want, the only way you can be excited about what's coming into your life, the only way you can get your energy where it needs to be so you can make something great happen, is you've got to own up to your authenticity. You got to own your life. You got to be excited about where you're headed. And you got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can be that you can become who you need to become so that you can make it happen. Listen, don't be fooled by misguided handouts. And if you do get the handout, decide what you're going to do with it. I mean, a lot of times people get the handouts, they're excited, and they go, wow, you know, this is great. As a matter of fact, I heard someone say, you know what, I'm just waiting to see how much money the government's going to give me. And I thought, are you kidding me? Do you hear yourself? So the thing is that, and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with a stimulus. Yes, many of us would want the stimulus. I'm not going to say desire. You know, we want the stimulus, and because we have a plan for it. And so I would say to you that if you when you get the stimulus money, and not to tell you what to do with your money. Hey, you can blow it all on bubblegum if you want. It doesn't matter. It's yours, right? However, understand what the end result is and how that's going to play out for you. But I would suggest that you cut back instead of being excited about getting a little money so you can go out and spend it. I would say cut back and then, you know, yeah, take a little bit of it and buy yourself something nice. And we're talking like a little bit because you're only going to get a little bit, but take the rest of it and use that extra money to learn how to boost your business and to put it towards learning what you need to learn so that you can achieve your goals, so that you can boost your lifestyle. And so, you know what? You could care less if the government gives you money or not. That's what it's about. This is about you owning your life. This is about you stepping up and living the life of your dreams. And be excited about that, you guys. Hey, listen, we have so many new resources coming for you to use in 2021. And we have an upcoming webinar, so stay tuned for that announcement. I'll have that available for you guys to register on tomorrow. And so it's absolutely free, but you want to get into this webinar because this is all about you launching with excitement. And this is about you owning your life. And you know what? I think that's going to be our theme for 2021. Own your life. And we're going to give you lots of strategies to help you do that. Because when you own your life, the key to owning your life is that you have to be able to achieve your goals. And so we're going to help you with all of that in 2021. It's going to be fun, right? Listen, you guys, have an amazing day, and I want you to do life with power.